Moses. After the death of Joseph, a new Pharaoh comes into power who didn't know Joseph, but he is concerned about how fast the Jewish population is growing. Worried about the safety of his kingdom, he puts the Israelites into bondage and tries to control their population by putting to death their male newborn. Pharaoh's daughter finds the newborn baby, Moses, floating in a reed basket when she comes to the Nile River to bathe. The Jewish mother of Moses put him there because she was afraid they would kill him. She is nearby when Pharaoh's daughter is looking for someone to nurse the baby and, without knowing it, arranges for Moses' mother to take care of the baby for her. When Moses is older, Pharaoh's daughter adopts him as her son. When Moses is grown, he visits the place where the Israelites are working for the Egyptians and sees an Egyptian guard striking an Israelite. He becomes angry and kills the guard. The Pharaoh hears of the situation and tries to kill Moses, but Moses flees to the wilderness of a place called Midian. Moses finds a home with a priest that has 7 daughters and marries one of his daughters named Zipporah, and she bears him a son named Gershom. Moses is taking care of a flock of sheep belonging to his father-in-law near the mountain of Horeb when he sees a bush that is burning but not being destroyed. God speaks to Moses from the bush and tells him that Pharaoh is dead, but a new Pharaoh is still holding the Israelites in bondage, and he has heard their cry for help. God tells Moses to go back to Egypt and tell the Pharaoh to free his people so that they may go to the land God has waiting for them. Then God tells Moses that he must lead the Israelites out of Egypt to the promised land.